This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Feminism in your ears. It's another broad podcast on Joy 94.9. Keep listening. Hashtag feminism, hashtag podcast, hashtag broad on Joy 94.9.
Sure.
Okay.
You are listening to Sonia Joy FM Radio from, oh, I'm sorry.
Broad.
This is Cherie Curry from The Runaways, and you're listening to Sonia with Joy FM Radio.
I will stand up and be counted and say, hi, my name's Tracy and I'm a chocoholic.
Well, Tracy Bartram, comedian, radio personality, very experienced woman, and she is one of the Choctober ambassadors. What is Choctober, Tracy?
Well, Sonia, of Broad on Joy FM. Choctober is, I think, one of the best brand names ever. I mean, it just makes you feel all warm and gooey until you realise what it's about.
I'm hungry.
Because, well, yeah, okay, so I will say, I will stand up and be counted and say, hi, my name's Tracy and I'm a chocoholic and, I need to be in a support group for my chocoholism. I consider chocolate my first love. It's never let me down. It's always there when I want it. Sometimes I've gone down for a pretty wrapper, but I've ended up pretty disappointed. But, chocolate to me has always been there. However, Choctober is about being abstinent from the eating of said chocolate for the month of October.
Cruel.
It is cruel. However, there's a great message behind it, and that's what I love. Now, Recklink Australia is a Melbourne-based national charity, and it's a wonderful organisation. And you've probably heard of the Community Cup, where two other great community radio stations, Triple R and PBS, play a fantastic footy game every year. And they've totally supported Recklink for a long time, and it's a great fundraiser. And I really wanted Joy to be involved in Choctober because the whole idea around it is that the money that we raise for Choctober goes directly to create and sustain programs for disadvantaged women and girls. And as we know, let's face it, it's as Australian, and it's still not an equal playing field when it comes to looking through the gender lens. So, and the disadvantage could be anything from homeless, domestic violence, which Sonia, as you know, is an epidemic in this country.
Yeah.
It's just out of control. And it doesn't seem to matter, you know, how many groups are forming to say we don't want this. We know it takes time to turn the ship around, but it's still out of control. Mental health issues, you know, being differently abled. I've got plenty of friends in that area, and they said, we don't want to be called disabled, we're differently abled. And I think everyone is differently abled. We don't know, everyone's got their own issues. And mental health is the new black. Most people have no idea about mental health issues. And anyone who might be thinking, well, you know, what does that mean? Depression is a mental health issue. Anxiety is a mental health issue. Recovering from addiction is a mental health issue. So if we look at that huge umbrella of disadvantaged and marginalised, that's a lot of women and girls, and they don't get enough airtime. We've just got to look at women's sport, and that doesn't get enough airtime because sport in this country is a religion, and it's only when people like Michelle Timms get inducted into the Hall of Fame that we go, oh yeah, she's an Olympian. You know, Australians are really good at netball. But what Recklink does is create arts and sports programs for disadvantaged girls and women, and also for boys, but Choctober specifically is targeting the females. And so what we're asking people to do is go, yeah, think about how uncomfortable it is. And I can tell you, as someone on day six or is it seven today,
my God.
Without chocolate, yeah, I'm about to chew off my
So you started heart. Early. You started early. You jumped to the gun.
Well, no, I started on Choctober the 1st, which happened to be grand final day.
Oh,
and
yes.
So, and which is, yep. You know, as we know, grand final day, whether you're interested in the sport or not, but go the Dogs, so happy they won. you know, it's a day of great chocolate consumption. And but I can tell you I abstained because it was day one of Choctober. And so we're saying, look, it's not too late to think, yeah, I can do this. And so what we're asking people to do is go think about how uncomfortable it is to go without chocolate for a day or a week or a month. Mm. And if you can look at that discomfort and in all, you know, jocularity, but think, okay, if that makes me feel uncomfortable, it's absolutely nothing compared to what disadvantaged women and girls go through with some of those issues, like homelessness and mental health, and that it's ongoing, you know, and dealing with services and dealing with bullying and dealing with sleeping rough and all of that stuff. And so what we're saying is, you know, could you please join us and say, yep, I can do that. So there's two things you can do. You can go to choctober.org, which is choctober.org, and it's an Everyday Hero page. And so you can either take out your own page and say, you know what, I really want to do this, and we ask people to share it on their social media. And I'm saying to people, I don't care if you give me $5. I'd love your $5 million donation, but if you give me $5, my personal goal is to raise $2,000, and I think I'm up to $227. But it's early days. But we're also saying to the businesses, this is a really great corporate social responsibility opportunity. And because Joy has always been on the front foot of standing up for the marginalised, it's not just about the GLBTI community. It's not about that. This is about values. And that's why I think it's such a great fit with Joy, because, I mean, I've done so many equal love rallies and you know, standing up for the rights of same couples. And can we just say, damn that plebiscite. It can't go through.
Yeah.
It can't go through. And if you're against it, ring Bill Shorten's office and say, we're against it. And make sure you get on the phone and say, stand strong. Don't back down. It can't go through. It's just, we know we can't. But if you ring them, it'll really annoy them. And it's, you know, activism is about political agitation without being violent. So,
well, look what they did in Poland, the women in Poland. They managed, with one protest, they striked for one day. And all of Poland, all the women of Poland, well, as many as they could, and to stop the ban on all abortions that was going to be put through Parliament there. That means any abortion was going to be completely illegal.
Illegal, yeah.
So they had a big protest, and it worked. The protest worked. All the women went out on the streets. The ministers backed down, and it just shows you that was just one day's protest in Poland.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. We know that people power works. In fact, because we're on broad and, you know, talking about women's stuff is my favourite thing to do. And look, I was there's a wonderful guy, Joss Whedon, who created Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel and Firefly and all that. And there's two of his speeches on YouTube, and I just watched one yesterday on feminism, and he said he hates the word feminist, and he says why, and I can't go into it, but it's really, really clever because he's totally on equality side. And but I was thinking about, as you were talking about the women in Poland. There's a movie I saw several years ago called Pray the Devil Back to Hell, and it was created by Abigail Disney, who's the grandniece of Walt Disney. And there was one philosopher who said he thought that Walt Disney was the most dangerous person on the planet because of the rubbish images that we're sold as children and the happy ever after and, you know, this whole hetero thing. But so this movie was about these women, these Christian women in Liberia, who were under the regime of this horrendous dictator who was giving drugs to 9-year-old children to turn them into soldiers. And the women decided they were basically going to just pray and have a prayer circle and literally pray the devil back to hell. And one of the police officers was a woman, and she said, she turned up, she'd heard about this, and she said, I came and I saw what was happening, and I went back and I told my Muslim sisters, and we joined the women. So the Christian and Muslim women sat every day, dressed in white, and they created this sitting, and they did it for months and months and months. The dictator ended up in The Hague being charged with atrocities, and he's in jail, and like it's all because of people power. And we know that. We know that.
Being visible is really important.
And, yeah, that's right. And civil disobedience, just sitting in, not being violent, not being bullied, just saying, we don't want this. And we know in Australia, we don't want a plebiscite. We know that 75 or 80% of the population want same-sex marriage. We know that we don't want domestic violence. And from a Choctober's point of view, we're saying we don't want women and children to be living as second-class citizens in this country when we're a first-world country that we still treat women shabbily.
Yeah.
And so the Choctober banner is a really fabulous idea and it's great fun, but underneath it we're saying, can you come with us? Can you decide, you know what, I'm going to give up chocolate for a month and I'm going to raise some money and I'm going to share that on my social media. And if you don't want to do it, can you make a donation? And you can go to the Choctober page and, I think I'm in the top 10 or top because I'm highly competitive. But, but the thing is, each person's page is a goal of, I think, $700. But my personal goal is, because to keep the programs running that we want to keep running at Ricklink, we need $200,000. And it sounds like an awful lot of money, but there's a lot of businesses out there who maybe haven't found something that they can connect to, perhaps might want to think, I'm a small business and I don't have a lot, but I could give X amount to Choctober and become involved as a supporter of Choctober. And any business that does that, they go onto our website. It's a fantastic community. It's like the Joy community. When you get involved with Joy, I've been involved with Joy forever. I love Joy. I think it's one of the most important stations in the country, if not the world. And you're doing what no one else is brave enough to do, which is talk about the stuff that we never see on mainstream media. And, and I wanted to say from my heart, I was so broken to hear about the bomb threat recently at Joy, and it didn't even meet the bloody news in Melbourne. I hung my head in shame because if it had happened at Channel 9 or Channel 7, it would have been the lead story. But, we're talking in CBD in Bourke Street, and no one picks up on it. I just think that's disgusting. So I just want to say to Joy and to everyone who's, Colin, who's been answering the phone, he's been there forever. There's been so many people who just give and give and give at Joy and keep going because we don't want the plebiscite. Anyone with a brain and a heart doesn't want the plebiscite. And so we've just got to keep saying no to that, saying no to domestic violence, saying no to women being marginalised. And we would love it if Joy could please help us promote Choctober. And Sonia, so great that you've had me on today on board because, it does my heart good.
Yeah, it's important. It's really important. And Ricklink will be with the proceeds, they'll be funneling that to gender-specific grassroots programs as well.
Targeting
some of these disadvantages and
that's right.
in the community, which is really essential. Because
it is.
You've seen Destroy the Joint, that Facebook page.
They
do the numbers of how many women have been murdered by people they know, by men.
They know.
Yeah. And it's up to 52, I believe, at the moment. It's just terrible. Yeah. Really, really terrible.
It's shocking. But it's like when Jill Maher was murdered.
Yes.
And she'd done, I didn't know Jill, but I was working at the ABC at the time. And, if a woman can't go for a few drinks and walk home to her own place.
Yeah, just around the block.
In a place like Melbourne, that's just, it's
screwed.
Atrocious.
And, screwed.
And, but it's really about changing attitudes and because we know that, and there's some wonderful, I've seen some amazing stuff. There was a really great ad just recently where it shows little boys bullying little girls and it says, nip it in the bud now because if they're doing it when they're little boys, they're going to do it when they're big boys.
That's scarier and when they're big boys.
It is. And, we've all been bullied and, and some of us have been bullied by other women. I've often said, unfortunately in the corporate world, women can eat their own young. And, I've experienced that in my radio career and that's shocking too. And so on shows like Broad, having those conversations and saying, why aren't we supporting women more? Because it has to happen. We have to do it. And also, not just supporting women because they're women, because there are some women doing some really crappy things, but making those women accountable. And in the terms of, with Choctober, just saying, look, we know we're going to give up chocolate for a month. And it's going to be painful and horrible. It's nothing compared to what those women might be going through. And we were all little girls once. And, I was a frightened little girl. I grew up in a house with an alcoholic dad who was very unwell mentally. And he's not with us anymore. But and I've forgiven him and I've done a whole lot of work on that. But, I grew up in a really, really anxious environment. And, that's had an enormous impact on me as an adult in my recovery from addiction and with my mental health issues. And so that's why Ricklink is so, I'm so passionate about it. It's so important to me and why Choctober is in its nascent stages. We did a little video a couple of years ago and as you know, we are a charity. We have no funding for publicity, and we've just decided, okay, this year we're just going to do it. We're just going to see if we can raise some awareness, because I would love Choctober to become as extremely successful as Movember, which is also an Australian initiative. And look what that's done for men's health and prostate cancer awareness. So Choctober can be something that grows every year, and I think it will, particularly, you know, with the people who listen to Joy, because the people who listen to Joy are people who are interested in community.
True, true. Now, speaking about doing without, though, November must be pretty exciting for you. then it's all over.
November, it'll be, I'll be up
to your ears, isn't it?
I'm going to chop a fountain and just lie underneath it with my mouth open.
It'll be like Willy Wonka, you know? Tracy Bartram's version of Willy Wonka gone very good.
but the Gene Wilder version, not the creepy Johnny Depp version. Because
I don't like that one.
I've gone right off him. I used to love Johnny Depp. And the whole dog thing, he's lost the plot. It's just nuts. And Gene Wilder died very recently.
I loved him.
And I really love Gilda Radner, his beloved wife, and she died of ovarian cancer long before anybody knew what it was.
Yeah.
And if you really want to see something funny, if you get a copy of Haunted Honeymoon, most people don't know about it, but Sonia, have you seen it?
Yeah, I love all those. My God. Yeah, I love
Haunted Honeymoon. Haunted Honeymoon is Dom DeLuise and Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder, and it's just hilarious.
I love
it. Hilarious.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of Young Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yes. I'm a big fan of those films. I know.
And Madeline Kahn, all of those.
I'm so tired. Blazing Saddles, mind you. Yeah. I'm so tired.
Let's beat it from the waist down.
We need more of that.
We do.
Life without chocolate, can happen, but it's painful, but it's for a good cause, and you've got to remember that it's for the Rec Link. It's a very good cause. It's really important.
Choctober.
Yeah.
And just choctober.org. That's all you got to do. Go to choctober.org. You can set up your own page. If you don't want to do that, please make a donation.
Yeah, sponsor make someone. A sponsor a crazy friend who will be crazy by the end of the month.
Yeah, and maybe I'll come in and bring some chocolate in next month and we can binge on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's good for radio, the sound of chocolate being eaten.
I think so. I think it's really important to do a show and tell with lots of audio.
See this chocolate bar? Yeah. Gone.
Yeah, and you don't
So otherwise you can donate. You don't have to go through the pain yourself. You can donate. So everydayhero.com.au, it's on that site. It's one of the events. And there's pictures of people going without.
If you just go to choctober.org, there's all the links are there. So just remember that, because then you know you just click on that and you can't get lost.
And
so
hashtag Choctober. There's some really mean pictures though of people going, you know, holding Nutella jars, looking very sad. But it doesn't have to be sad. It's for a good cause.
And you can find us on Facebook at Choctober Oz, AUS, and the hashtag on Twitter is Choctober Oz. So please, please follow us. Please support us. We need every dollar counts. And I know that everyone's got their hand out saying, can you give us money? Can you give us money? But seriously, as I've said to people, if 100 people put $5, that's $500 on my page. You know, if 100 people put $10, you know, whatever that is, because my math isn't great. But, you know, it's about a lot of people doing a lot of people doing a little bit, you know, a little bit for a lot, and we'd be so grateful. And I'm so grateful that you've given me 20 minutes of your time today, Sonia. I really am.
No, it's great. So, we got there, and it's good to hear you. And I'm glad you're doing this, and so many other great things. This is important.
Can I ask you, Sonia? Yep. Even though we've started Choctober, could I convince you maybe to join us and give up chocolate for the rest of October and maybe take out your own?
Do you know what I bought this morning?
What?
Well, look, it was on special. It was, you know, and it's organic chocolate. Sorry.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what about if you said, okay, I'll start from tomorrow for the rest of the month and I'll set up my own page. And I'm not putting you under any pressure at all, not at all. Just, you know, I would love it if you would be a partner in crime with me, Sonia, and have your own Choctober page. Do you reckon you could do it? Go on, say yes.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll submit. Oh, my God.
Okay, well,
you know it's not fair on other people, though.
What do you mean? Oh, because you'll be such a super uber bitch.
Yeah, more so. Yeah.
I tell you what, I will make sure I drop in. I will. In fact, right now, Gemma, who's handling our fundraising, I'm going to ask Gemma, please get in contact with Sonia, find out what size she is, and we're going to send you a T-shirt for Choctober so that you can wear that and just tell people to keep out of your way. All right?
This is not going to be easy. This is not going to be
easy. No, but you've got me. And I'll tell you what, if it gets hard,
yep.
We can talk.
We can be buddies.
Yeah. So I reckon, you know.
Non-chocolate buddies, right.
We could have a chat once a week going, we're 2 weeks in, we're 3 weeks in, and we can inspire the broad listeners to come with us and support us.
So, that's a good idea. Yep. Cool.
Let's have a week for October.
Broads say no to chocolate.
Yeah.
For Choctober.
I'm totally excited. So enjoy the chocolate that you've got now.
I'm going to.
And every mouth will just say to it, Q, I love you, I'm letting you go for Choctober. And so enjoy it and then know that from tomorrow you're into Choctober. Because we say to people, it doesn't matter if you've had chocolate already, just give it up for the rest of the month.
Yeah. Okay.
Easy.
I'll have to, this is a big challenge.
Sonia, you will get brownie points in heaven for this, for giving up the chocolate.
Oh, you mentioned
brownie.
The word brownie points.
I know, I love a brownie. I'll tell you what, there's a deal. The first day you're on air in November, I will come on air live and I will bring in chocolate brownies and coffee.
Oh, my God.
I'll bring the best chocolate brownies ever from Brother Alec in Thornbury. I don't even live there anymore. I'll come through and pick them up, and we'll have those on your show.
From the brotherhood,
right?
From the brotherhood to the sisterhood. No, no. Okay, do they?
So that's a deal.
Okay.
Bless your chocolatey heart.
You're mentioning that word again. Okay.
You gorgeous fraud. And thank you to all the Joy listeners, the whole Joy community, and again. Say no to the plebiscite, say yes to Choctober, and we're all in this together. Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Tracy. All right, you're up for it.
Sonia.
I'm up for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, there you go, listeners. Oh, dear. I have just put my foot in it. I'm giving up chocolate for the rest of October for Choctober. This is crazy. This is madness. Okay, I can do it. Can you help us? Can you also give up chocolate for what's left of October? Let us know here on Broad on Joy 94.9 and let's do something about it. So we've got Tracy's word that she will be giving me brownie points, but real chocolate brownies in November. So we'll see how we go. And you can always donate, you can sponsor, you can sign up today. All you need to do is go to www.choctober.org. This is Sonia for Broad, really up for the challenge. We'll see. Giving up chocolate for October, and that's for something called Choctober, to help disadvantaged women through sport, art, whatever it might be. It's a fabulous charity fundraiser, and it's on now, the month of October. And this is Sonia feeling like, oh, my God, what have I just said yes to?
So what do you want me to say?
Just your name? Embrace? Yeah.
Hi, I'm Taryn.
I'm
Taryn Brumford. I'm the director of Embrace. And no, you tell me what I say.
This is Taryn Brumford, director of Embrace. And you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9. See, I never say.
Oh, my God.
I'm Taryn with a different voice.
You could do it for me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Taryn Brumford. I'm the director of Embrace, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Perfect. That was great.
Good.
As long as I don't mark up which one to edit. Oh, sorry.
There you go.
And then they hear my voice. No, you're not. Sonia, you're not, Taryn.
Thank you, sisters. You've been listening to this Broad podcast here on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to tune in to us Monday nights at 9 p.m. on Joy for feminism in your ears.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation.
Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.